Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brad Chappell Show along with head football coach Brad Chappell. This is Chad Upton Pisgah again last night, winning over Carson in the first round of the 2016 playoffs. And now it's set to go for the Thanksgiving weekend game, obviously on Black Friday there in the second round. That game will be at home against an opponent that we found out a little bit about last night after they got their win, Patton, upsetting Forest View, so we know where we stand there. And again, looks like Pisgah's back on track in a lot of ways. Saw a lot of really good things, particularly in that second half offensively, defensively. We played really well last night, I think, throughout the game. And I know, Coach, you got to feel pretty good this morning about where your football team is going into the second round next week.
You know, we felt like that opening week was really good for us. It came at a good time. Unfortunately for the teams that were down east, you know, it was because of the flooding, the circumstances, but it was a good time for us to kind of regroup and go back to almost some preseason type stuff to try to find a little bit more energy. And I thought we had that last night. I thought, offense, defense, and special teams, you know, we kind of set goals this past week, which is something that we hadn't done in a while. And, we achieved almost all of our goals. We had told the defense, you know, we wanted no more than 14 points and to try to get two turnovers. You know, we gave up 13 points and had two interceptions, right. So we met that one. Special teams, we said we wanted to have at least one big play. Ended up having two. We had a blocked extra point,
right.
And then we got on the hands recovery, so right. We got two of those. And offensively, we wanted 30 points and no turnovers. You know, that was the one we came up a little bit short with. We got 20 points and no turnovers. But, we had a chance to get to 30, I thought. Had a couple penalties when we got down there that backed us out of scoring range.
Yeah.
But, it was a good win for our kids. I was excited about it. I knew how athletic and how good Jesse Carson was. I knew their record wasn't indicative of how good I thought their team was. You know, I had mentioned you needed to watch out for number three. You need to watch out, which was the receiver and cornerback. You need to watch out for number four, which is the quarterback. And you need to watch out for 44 on the defense. And those three players for them really played well last night, and we knew they would. And, again, I thought our kids did well, and, excited about winning the game and getting to play on Thanksgiving.
When you have the opportunity to go back and spend 2 weeks and do a little bit more planning, you talked about, trying to, reset this team. But we saw some things, again, that give us a lot of heart right now. One of the concerns we, obviously had going in after the regular season was about, tackling and those kinds of things. But we really saw the secondary, I thought, really played well last night. Not a lot of yards after catch and those kinds of things. And you got some guys back out there that, frankly, though perhaps they've been playing after injuries, probably weren't really close to 100%. You saw some guys making some differences last night that we haven't been able to call their numbers quite as much lately, too.
We did. And I think one thing that people need to understand, too, we got three films on Jesse Carson, and they are on the tendencies. 83% of the time they run the ball. And now they had 2 weeks, so they had an open date to tinker around with too. Last night, okay, they ran the ball for only 43% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they doubled their passing. I mean, the kid threw for 28 passes last night.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Coach Pinion afterwards. He said, "Coach, we haven't done that all season, and we did that really in one half last night." So, they threw some stuff at us. Obviously, he'd gone back and watched the film from the Brevard and the Smoky Mountain game and, felt like that it was a game plan that they needed to throw the ball, and they did. As you look at it, we gave up 88 yards rushing. So I thought our rush defense did a good job. Mm-hmm. Passing defense, we had changed some more stuff last week and kind of tinkered around with some stuff. Gave up 145 yards of passing, but I thought we played well. We really busted one coverage on the long touchdown to number three. But that was it. Other than that one, I thought we played pretty well there in the secondary. And that quarterback, guys, he's a pretty big baseball player as well. Coach Pinion was telling me the kid throws in the low 90s right now, and he's a junior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would be running the veer with that kind of quarterback.
Yeah.
I know it's a system that they do, but I thought they came in with a good game plan. And 44, I mean, that kid showed up all over the place on defense. Really gave us some fits there. But, again, just proud of our kids.
You're talking about, direct or not necessarily being indicative. We went back and looked at that. They played some excellent teams, and really what was a really strong conference down there just north of Charlotte. Everybody's got athletes down there. So you're absolutely right. That record was not indicative of the caliber of the team they had. And a good coach that we know that has been coaching high school football for a long time, has had a lot of success too, knew what to do last night in terms of game planning, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And three of those losses that Jesse Carson had during the season, they didn't have the quarterback. He was gone to showcase tournaments on the Saturdays, Friday and Saturday for his baseball stuff. And so we knew coming in that, what we were going to get. If you look at the game, from two halves, sometimes we like to do that. I thought the first half, and talking on the offensive side, the first half we only had 7 first downs. And I thought they were whipping us up front. I thought their defensive line and linebackers really were whipping us up front. And, we challenged them at halftime. Really only made one minor adjustment up front, but just challenged them. And we went from 7 first downs in the first half to 14 in the second half. So we doubled it. And you look at their first downs, and it was pretty much even all the way across. They had 4 in the first half and 5 in the second half. So I thought the line really came back and played well the second half, and I thought that they whipped us up front to start with, and it was nice to see us be able to rebound and kind of catch our second win and get going there in the second half.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Chilly weather feels good, but winter's coming. Hometown Hardware has everything for heater tune-ups, from portables to stovepipe. Those popular John Deere toys are in, and take a look at the latest craze, adult coloring books. You'll also find piles of lovable Beanie Babies in all sizes looking for new homes. All at your big box alternative, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Ask about opening a Hometown Hardware credit card.
Good news for anyone needing to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is at your service. May Motors is on the Asheville Highway, east of Canton, just out from the hotspot. If you have a vehicle to sell, they'll buy it. If you're looking to buy, if they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models and years, including classics and muscle cars. Stop at May Motors on the Asheville Highway in East Canton, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Back this morning, Brett Chappell Show. Real quickly, just going back over and taking a look at some of the matchups for next week. High Brighton, a winner last night. They'll take on Burns, who was a winner over North Forsyth. Crest, a winner over East Rowan. West Rowan, also a winner over Freedom last night. So Crest and West Rowan will be matched up against each other next week as well. And then South Point, of course, a winner over West Henderson. They won pretty big. Tuscola had all they wanted out of Anson County last night, though Tuscola does get the win. Patton on our side again, the win over Forest View. That was a 6 beating a 3, though Patton is certainly solid. And, of course, that game will be in Canton next weekend. Just real, again, briefly looking at the 3A bracket going into next week. Going back again, you talked about reestablishing energy and trying to find some things in terms of, where we were really after that Tuscola game, or maybe right there around that Tuscola game, maybe right there around that Asheville game. What kinds of things were you thinking about in terms of, reestablishing? I guess what was a mindset and a will again. Not that it wasn't there before, but that that desire, that will to continue to be successful and continue to make this deep playoff run. What was the key to that, do you think, this last couple of weeks?
We had just got in a rut. I mean, sometimes you get in that routine over and over and over and over, and you've got to break it a little bit. And I thought we had done that a little bit, during that three-game stretch after the Tuscola game, but we didn't. We kind of just stayed in it, couldn't get out of it enough. But the open week allowed us to go back and do some things practice-wise. We went a little bit lighter. We got to scrimmage with a lot of kids that don't get to play a lot. Just some things that you generally do in preseason. And I felt like last night, it was 14 days before we had played that second time. I felt like last night that it felt like the first game of the season again.
Yeah.
I mean, it just had that feel to it.
Yeah.
It was, like I said, 14 days since we had played. I think you probably saw that with the flags last night.
Yeah.
On both sides. I looked at it. We had 9 penalties for 85 yards. They had 12 for 80. So I think, you're going to have those things, after you have that big layoff like that. And, it just had that feel to it last night.
Was the energy where you wanted it to be both this last week and last night?
It was. I thought the kids, I thought they were very focused when they came out in our pregame stuff. I even mentioned that to them. I thought we were focused, and I thought they came out and they played hard. But the big thing was, and we keep coming back to it offensively, I just thought it was a much better second half. We were sitting there looking at the stats just a few minutes ago. I mean, we had 49 yards rushing in the first half, and we had 159 yards in the second half. So, I mean, you tripled that almost, and you looked at the passing. 74 in the first and 73 in the second. So we were pretty solid right there, both halves.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if I mentioned this to Dad or not, but Michael had 10 carries for 15 yards to start, and then he blew up, 25 carries for 127. The offensive, a lot of that's certainly on the offensive line. I remember just telling you one of the breaks, there's a couple times last night I noticed that on a couple of plays, maybe a third and one or something, by the time Michael got the handoff, he was already in first down yardage. And then, again, he's just so dominant and makes so much happen. He's just got that will to do what's necessary. It certainly is nice to have him in your back pocket. And he's so strong, both in terms of his legs and his drive. But I noticed a few times, too, that they were spending a lot of energy, I think, perhaps from what I could tell where I was in the booth. A lot of energy trying to strip instead of tackle last night, and that gave him, some other opportunities right there too. Just an outstanding second half that when we really needed that.
I think all of our guys last night who carried the ball, and you had obviously Tanner and Michael and Isaiah came in for a few plays, and Mahaffey, Chase, and then Justin Davis.
Yeah.
It was really good to have Justin back last night on the offensive side. We had a lot of yards after that first contact. And that was good to see. Like I said, it was something certainly we needed. Got a little bit more explosion out there on the outside edges as we were running, getting Justin back.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah still wasn't 100%, and we were hoping that if that was the case, that we wouldn't have to have him, and we could give him another week to heal up. And thankfully for us, we're able to do that. And we'll get back to work with him on Monday and see how he feels.
And again, we talked some about the defense a little bit earlier. One of the biggest things again was the presence of the tackling. I thought last night again that they did want to try to throw some of those quick throws and we were right there, Johnny, on the spot. I thought Trey was a presence back there too. Noticed the number of balls getting batted around and tipped. We were where we needed to be and getting our hands on some of those balls. And again, they decided to want to throw it around a lot. And again, I know this wasn't a team that was really necessarily designed to do a lot of throwing, though, as you said, one of the better athletes probably in the state of North Carolina in terms of their quarterback, both as a runner and as a thrower. He had that kind of sidearm three-quarters delivery and was really dangerous in a lot of ways, could move around, and that's what they tried to do with him last night, I think, was try to move him around a little bit in the pocket and try to create things. But, again, going back to that secondary play, I thought that was very solid.
Well, 6 different receivers for those guys touched the ball last night. I mean, 6 different receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he wasn't just dialed in on one guy. We were watching the kid in warm-ups, and he was throwing – from the 50-yard line, he was throwing from there, and he was throwing 5 yards deep into the end zone. I mean, it was just – we were just sitting back here watching. It was like, well, maybe they're getting – doing all of their passing in the pregame because we just didn't expect that. Now, we had worked stuff. We'd actually put in another coverage, some things that we needed to look on and work to get better at coming out of that Brevard game. And thankfully, you know, we had done that in preparation. But it, you know, wasn't so much based off of what we saw them do on film. It was just stuff that we felt like we needed to work on as we progressed. And we certainly used it last night.
When you notice that a team is going to try to do some things that they have not shown you on film, at what point do you – you know, begin to have conversations with coaches and the kids in terms of what you might want to do a little bit differently, as we saw last night?
You know, again, it just comes back to what we had done in preparation. And again, it wasn't because of, you know, something we'd seen. Everybody always has, you know, some type of pass
sure.
formation, and you know, certainly we worked at and ripped at. But again, as we were watching the pregame stuff, as the coaches, Coach Beck and Coach Capps and Coach Rogers and myself, as we were sitting there watching it, you got the feel that just something, you know, just didn't add up, because they were just throwing so much in the warm-ups. So it was something that we talked about as we went back into the locker room right there before game time. And wasn't really any adjustments. It was a package we already had in. So it was just something that we ended up using more than we thought we were going to have to.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brad Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive, across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Back this morning with the Brad Chappell Show. Again, we talked a little bit about, you know, where things stand going into next week, and got a couple questions around that. First of all, now you got a chance to get ready for Patton, and I'm sure that you've had the chance to see them a little bit on film. This is not a team that's you know way downstate, and I'm sure in the process of looking at things that you guys look at, you've already had a chance to take a look at them probably at this point, haven't you?
You know, have. I actually, you know, we had the Tuscola film from earlier in the year. It's the
right.
First team that Tuscola played was Patton. So I knew a little bit about them then, and then got film last night, got film traded about 2:30, and I went ahead and watched one of the Forestview game. I watched last night's game before I came in this morning, and really good quarterback. He was the player of the year in their conference. They run the triple option stuff. He is he's not a big kid.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say he's probably 5'10",
uh-huh.
You know, probably 180 pounds, but he is, he can run it. I mean, he can flat get it done, and they got a good fullback. Looks like he's about 210 pounds. They run the same type offensive sets that Tuscola does,
right.
And some double wing stuff, and he does a really good job. You know, they played Tuscola really well when they played early in the year. And I thought they beat a better Forest View team, a more athletic team, last night. And certainly he – I don't know how many yards the quarterback ended up with, but it was well over 150, I can tell you that. He's a pretty special player.
Do you think that helps? And the reason I ask that is that next week, obviously, you talked about that double wing situation. The following week, we'll see the same thing regardless, because you got South Point and Tuscola. So – Is that a benefit? Do you think going into the second week, you just take at a time, and knowing that we have at this point seen a couple of teams so far this year run that same offense?
You know, I think you know, as you look at it, obviously you're taking one game at a time. You know, we just not knowing a whole lot about either one of those teams. You know, obviously Patton had to go to Forest View. We've played Forest View before.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody kind of anticipated that it might have been Forest View that would have won last night, but you know, very impressed as I watched Patton. You know, they were very patient on their play calling, and again, the quarterback just he's a good player, and the fullback had maybe one or two really long runs last night where he pulled away from some good athletes down at Forest View. So, you know, we'll have to have a good week of practice and, you know, be dialed in to our responsibilities and, you know, get out there and be able to move the ball on offense too. You know, I hadn't said much about their defense. I thought they're pretty good up front on defensive line. Gave Forest View some fits up there because, again, Forest View had, I felt like, probably a couple of more athletes than Patton did. But, you know, they negated a lot of that on their long drives on offense and, you know, made some big stops on defense.
We're going into Thanksgiving weekend, so you got 2 days with the kids at school. How in the world are you going to deal with everything around the holidays and making sure that your kids are staying focused as well as not overfed going this week?
You know, the big thing for us is everybody's dealing with it. You know, certainly it's not us. It's always a goal as a coach to try to get to Thanksgiving. I know our you know, situation's a little bit different because of the open week to start with, but, you know, it's nice to be able to play on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
You know, the big thing for us, we'll have a regular day on Monday and Tuesday. I'll be out of school on Wednesday, but we'll have the regular type practice. And then
you'll do it in the evening?
We'll do it in the evening. We won't change that. And then Thursday morning, we'll go ahead and come in Thursday morning and do practice down in the stadium. Going to try to do some breakfast and stuff for the kids
cool.
as well if we can get everything set up and then turn loose everybody and let them go to Thanksgiving dinner and then do our regular pregame stuff and go through that regular routine on Friday.
Do you ask them to kind of limit what the kinds of things that they're doing on Thursday? You just let them have at it?
You know, I'm sure you're talking about the meal, the turkey,
yeah.
and all of those things. You know, we'll probably have to have some help from mom and dad, and but I think we'll be fine. You know, it's exciting to be at this place, you know, being able to play over this Thanksgiving break. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of our former players that are going to be in town coming back from colleges. And,
sure.
So I'm hopeful for a big crowd and, you know, an exciting game on Friday night.
I was going to also say, don't you think there's some for this particular weekend out of the playoff season, don't you think there is some advantage to playing at home this weekend because of all the other things that are going on too?
Absolutely. You just got so many people coming back in to see families, you know, because of the Thanksgiving break. And, you know, I think it's going to turn colder finally. I think we're going to have some cold air and stuff that's going to come in. And, you know, just excited about being able to play. That was a goal of ours last week, getting to play on Thanksgiving. And certainly the next thing will be guys getting to play in December.
Yeah.
There's not been
yeah.
many teams that's come through here that's played in December, and certainly that'll be the next goal for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Hometown Hardware has great Christmas presents. Keep your beer cold and your body warm. Get an Orca cooler with free ice for a whole year. Be toasty with a new Milwaukee heated jacket. And don't forget, Hometown has a large selection of Lodge 8-quart Dutch ovens, only $74.99. Why not apply for your Hometown Hardware credit card now to make holiday shopping even easier with your big box alternative?
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
So, again, the Black Bears will go into this Thanksgiving weekend getting set up and prepared for the second round of the playoffs. We were just talking just a little bit during the break. One of the things that we pointed out, and we talked about this last night, there's a lot of traveling we saw last night. Some teams that you just mentioned, you know, Rosman had to make a 6 or 7 hour trip last night. West Carteret, that's on the absolute eastern seaboard, had to make about a 5 or maybe 6 hour trip to Greensboro to play in the first round. Saw a lot of traveling last night in that first round. And, you know, looking at it right now, Coach, do you still feel like, or maybe you don't, do you feel like that this particular system is a good way to go because it gives us a chance to see some teams that we might not normally see in the first round? Or is there still some tweaking, do you think, for the state to look at here?
You know, I still think that there's some tweaking to be done. I like the fact that they've allowed us to flip into a second region to play.
Yeah.
Even though we had a little bit more travel with Carson having to come up here, we got to see somebody different all the way around. I would have liked to have seen them seated at 1 through 16 for both regions and then been able to play it. But, you know, they went 1 through 8 and then 1 through 8. That's how somebody was asking me, how does South Point, which was, I think, 7-4,
right.
I believe they were, and you know, now they're 8-4. How did they get a higher seed
exactly
than us in that region? And it was because we were the two out of the West region,
exactly,
not out of that Midwest. So,
yeah.
You know, that was why. But that would have been, you know, really the only thing, because it will come back and, you know, if we're able to win and South Point were to win, we would have to go down there.
Yeah.
Even though we were the number two overall, if you had looked at it by record, we would have to go to their place,
right.
And that's why. So I'd like to see them seated at 1 through 16 instead of 1 through 8 for each region, and then kind of throw us in there. But again, that's, you know, that's part of it. You got to, you know, go through each place to keep advancing. And I'm hopeful for our team that we come in focused and play with some high energy and give ourselves a chance to win a ball game and get to the December.
And real quick before we, you know, last little bit here, you did have a chance to bring in some of your JVs, obviously made some impacts last night, talked a little bit about some, you know, real impacts that Cameron Walker was able to make out there last night, big catch there in the fourth quarter. You know, talking a little bit about, you know, bringing those JVs up a little bit. And the other thing that I'll ask you to finish out a little bit is just where we are injury-wise. We did see a couple of guys get dinged up a little bit last night.
You know, with the JVs that came up, you know, we brought up just a handful, you know, to be able to give us some more depth, but to be able to also give us some really good looks in practice. You know, we brought up Hunter Shalladay, who has really done a good job for us in the backfield, you know, giving us a good look in scout teams. And, you know, Hunter Davis was another one with long length that gives us some depth in the secondary. Eric Robinson, we brought up another one, you know, tall kid that gives us some depth. J.D. Bridges came in last night when we got one of our linemen hurt,
right,
and filled in, and J.D. continues to do a good job. You mentioned Cameron Walker. Obviously, Mahaffey, we'd already brought up, scored a touchdown last night. So we had some guys. Merritt Kirkendall is another one that Merritt's we brought up, and he's given us a little bit more depth up front as well on the defensive line. So, you know, brought some kids up that you know, not only – helped us during the week, but they give us some depth too on Friday nights if we have something happen. And, you know, a classic example was, you know, we lost Harley Melton there for a couple of plays and had to move AJ down to center. And, you know, JD came right in, and, you know, we didn't have any bobble snaps. Everything was good and got a few plays in, and then Harley was able to come back. That was one of the injuries, you know, took a helmet down on a knee, and then
Riley.
That was Harley Melton. And then, Ashton Hill.
Ashton
was a little bit earlier, and Ashton was the same type deal and got a knee or a helmet down on a knee as well. And both of those guys came back in and played. And I'm sure they're a little bit sore this morning, but, you know, nothing that we were overly concerned with. Obviously, Isaiah was still hampered a little bit by that ankle, and thankfully we didn't have to have him last night. But I feel like he'll be 100% for us next week.
Again, we'll be back on the air 6:30. Will be our airtime, of course, next week at home with the Black Bear Cafe preview. Get started with the game broadcast at 7:30 kickoff. Want to have as many people there as we can, obviously, on Thanksgiving weekend, on Black Friday there in Canton. And, of course, we'll be right back here on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.